Okay. Oh, Yitzchak's coming. Oh, you're going there again. Okay. So we're holding now the Indian of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. And we learned the Gemara and the Rishonim. We have Bez Hashem two Shiurim on this Indian. So today is the first Bez Hashem, next week the second. So the Gemara says in the bottom of the Daf in Chesam and Aleph, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami, La'olam Yashlim Odom Parshiosav, Imatzibor Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. So you have to be mashlim the Parshas HaShavua with the Tzibur, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Rafilu Atoros V'divon. So says Rashi, Rafilu Atoros V'divon She'em Bo Targum. That even Atoros V'divon that doesn't have a Targum, still you have to be mashlim those psukim as well. And we'll see some Rishonim learn that you have to say the pasuk a third time if there's no targum. She called Hamashlim Parshiosov Imatzibor Marichim Lo Yoma Vushnosov. Then anyone who's Mashliv Parshiosov Imatzibor is Ochav Arichus Yomim. So then the Gemara says, Rav Bibi Barabai Sover Lashlume Leparshioso de Kula Shaita Bemala de Yom de Kippurim. He thought he wanted to be Mashlim the Parshas Shashavua of the whole year, I guess what he didn't do, on Erev Yom Kippur. Tani Rav Chia Bar Divti Ksiva Nisimas Nafshosechem Betisha Lachodesh Be'erev chibichi tisha mesanim elom ba'asar mesanim elomolocha kol ha'ochel v'shosa b'shi malalav kiilu mesanat shi v'asiri. So he wanted to do it a special day. So they said no. Sovarlak d'minu amalei ha'usab etanim b'lvad shalo yakdim v'l shalo ya'acher. But you can't be makdim, you can't be machi, you have to do it that week. Damalu Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Livnei, Ashlimu, Parshiosaichu, Matzibor, Shnai Mikra, Ve'echatagum. Vizoru Beveridim, when you're shechting the Veridim, all the dam should come out. Kerb Yehuda, the Zan Rav Yehuda, Omer, Sheishcho, that's a Veridim. Vizoru Bezokin, Sheshochach, Talmudo, Machmas, Onso. Darmina Luchos, Veshiver, Luchos, Menochos, Ba'arim. Right, so even the Talmud Chacham that forgot his learning is like Shivrei Luchos, but you still have to have covered for Shivrei Luchos, which you see that the Shivrei Luchos and Luchos Rishonis were Munach Ba'aron.
What is
Shnayim
Mikra
V'Echa
Targum Mitzivim?
What?
What does Mitzivim mean?
Pashtus means, we'll see, could mean the week that the Tzibur is, where the Tzibur is holding. In other words, this week, we're holding Tazria Mitzvah, so you do this week. You don't do Shmini this week. You don't do Vayikra this week. You do whatever week we're holding, and that's when you do the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Some have a different pshat, but that seems to be the pasha pshat.
Rabbi, what does that mean? Like, they don't have a translation.
Some psukim, there's no targum. In other words, the targum is just a repeat of the words of the pasuk.
In there.
Or even the exact words. Muslim, like if they have a place, a name of a place, so it won't necessarily, say a different targum or the same names. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. You know, also it just says in the Unkelos, it also says Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda.
Targum is, it means translation, but like for words.
Targum Unkelos. Targum is Targum Unkelos.
Okay.
If you look in Tysus, he writes on page 2, Yashlin Parshios in Matzibur, near the Chol HaShavua, the whole week, he came into Meschil and Likros HaParsha. Since you start reading the parsha, Dainu Mimchas Shabbos VeElach, Hat Shabbos Haba Nikris Imatzibur. See how Tosfos learns. Because Imatzibur means from Mincha of last Shabbos, was Mincha time we already started reading Tazria. So till the Hat Shabbos Haba Nikris Imatzibur. Avogav Dilin Gitten Lo Nikris Kami Shabbos El Mavi Ve'elach. When you're saying when it's before the coming Shabbos is only Wednesday onward. So you might think that maybe you can only be Mavr Sedra starting Wednesday, because that's called Kami Shabbata. You know, by Havdalah, you can only mavdil up to Tuesday, because Wednesday already is considered the beginning of the next week. So maybe imatzibur might mean that you have to do it what's called kame shabbata. So he says no, that even from the Shabbos before, from zman mincha ve'elach, you could already do it. And then he quotes the medrash. Yesh b'medrash gimel dvarim tzivur Rabbeinu Hakadosh lebonav. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was mitzava three things to his sons. Shosha niftar, shalotochu lechem b'shabbos ad shetigmuru kol haparsha. So one of the things he says is you shouldn't eat on Shabbos day until you finish Mavir Sedra. Mashmet kodem achila tzarech lashloma. So you should preferably finish it before you eat the Suda. It's still that day, because it's not considered you did it late. But mitzvah min amuvchar is kodem machil. This is when a mufchar is kodem machil. Yeah, that could be. We'll see. Yep. What? Yeah, what does Achila have to do with it? Because if you hold that Achila, yeah, so what should it have to do with Achila? No, what's the connection with Achila and Shnayim Mikra?
Do we say for other mitzvahs that the Zman mitzvah comes, a person shouldn't start a Suda, they make it very involved with Suda? So maybe it's...
Yeah, that's a mitzvah, that's the mitzvahs for today. But he's mashma that it's not a din of, you might forget, it's a din, unless he's saying that this is a din you might forget also, that's what you want to say. Or is that the Zman L'chatchila? Well, if you say it's the regular din and not to eat a Suda before you do a mitzvah, so then that's the regular din. You shouldn't do a... But it's not as so mashma that way, that it's a din, the regular din. It's mashma that that's the Zman. Unless they're assuming that if you can eat the Suda, so the time you're going to finish the Suda, it's already going to be after Chatzos, it's already Zman Mincha, and it's already the Zman to read for the next Parsha. But it's Mashma, that even if you eat the meal early, and say Say you go to 6:30 minyan, you finished at 8:30, you still shouldn't have the suda until you do shnai mikra vecha targum. I don't know. Mitzvah amufka kodem achila. That's how they were kaveya. Okay, if you take a look now, Rabbeinu Yoina, page 3. Lolam yashlem odem parshiosim ha-tzibur, kloimar shekodim sheikru ha-tzibur ha-parsha bebeis ha-knesis, yikra oso bebeiso. Bein b'shabes asma b'voker, bein b'chol oso shavua. So he says that you can read it on Shabbos or the whole week before. So that's called the Matziba. So if you look at the Rambam on page 4, Rambam writes, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf Hei, Avol Bisha Adam Shomea Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Shabbos B'tzibur, Chayv Likros La'atzma B'chol Shavuah V'Shavuah Seder Shal Oso Shabbos Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Posuk She'ein Lo Targum Koreo Sholosh Pomim Ad She'yashlim Parshiyos V'im HaTzibur. So he says the Rambam, oh, Rabbi Yud Gimel, special seat for you.
Too kind, thank you.
We're up to page 4. We're doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Okay, page 4.
Okay.
So the Rambam says that even though you're going to hear Leining and Shul, still you have to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. So, the Shaila, discusses, what is he coming to say? I mean, it's pashut like that. What might you think? That if you're going to hear Leining and Shul, you don't have to, I mean, what's the connection? That even though you're going to hear in Shul, you still have to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum.
Maybe that's the one of the mikras? Maybe. So it would be on your
no,
own.
No, it could be, he's saying, well, someone is saying, maybe he's saying that maybe you could count the shul as one of the mikras, mm-hmm. So therefore he's saying, no, not the case. Mm-hmm. That you still have to do shnai mikra, and you don't count the one in shul. Mm-hmm. That's one possibility that someone said.
It comes together with imat tibur, like you don't take it literally, it's imat tibur, you have to read it on your own.
You have to read it on your own. Okay. Well, so let's take a look. There's a very interesting sheet of the Ravon, one of the Rishonim, on page 5. So he says an unbelievable Chiddush. And one of the Sfarim explains, once you see the Chiddush of the Ravon, then you'll understand the Rambam better. Listen to what he says. Page 5. La'olam yashlim adam parshiosim matzibur shnayim mikra vecha targum nearly the biyochid hadar bekrach my. That's a mistake. You look at the bottom. It shouldn't say krach. It should say what? Ratzu pecha? Kfar. Is it when somebody lives in the suburbs? You know, in those days in the suburbs, they didn't have the shuls. They didn't have laning. You had to go into the city if you wanted to hear laning. So this guy lives in the suburbs. He lives out in the country. There's no shuls. So there's no Sifrei Torah. There's no laning. So says the Ravon, that's who he's talking. My Rishayin lo asar likros b'Torah. Shesorach l'chavin ashar shakorim hatzibur b'parshab b'beisek nesis v'yikra gam hu b'yochid shnayim mikra k'neged shnayim akorim. So he says, you know what the whole mitzvah is? The whole mitzvah shnayim mikra v'echa targum is talking about someone who can't hear Kriyas HaTorah. He's in a place or they don't have a minyan, or they don't have a shul, or whatever. So what you have to do is, when the shuls in the city are reading the Torah, im hatzibur, literally. You should be reading, since you don't have a sefer Torah to hear from, or minyan, so then, in lieu of that, you read Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. And why Shnayim Mikra? Because you have the Kedeged the Balkore and the Oila. And Echa Targum means because they used to do the Taich. So Mimela, the Ravon learns that Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum Matzibur is referring to a Yochid who lives in a Kfar, who can't come to Shul, who doesn't have a minion. So in lieu of him, the fact that he's not hearing the Kriyas HaTorah, which had a Targum with it, and the Kriyas HaTorah is the Oile and the Balkore, they both read along, so it's two Mikra, Echa Targum, so he's missing out, so he reads at home, Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. But someone who's in Shul, and is going to hear, then he doesn't have to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum.
You get the one shot.
So that, someone explained, that's the Rambam. The Rambam's coming to say, don't say like the Ravon. Don't say like the Ravon. That's what the Rambam says. Pumfakert. That afal pi that you're going to hear it in shul, Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum is just to prepare you. To hear in shul. But not...
That's the whole reason, I thought.
Yeah, but not in lieu. Those the Ravon learns is dafke in bimkom. And he learns not that way.
So today, when we don't have a matargim, what would the Ravon say?
Maybe the takana was kifi, but it was bizman chazal.
The matargim would read like in each place in a different.
They would read a pasuk, and then he would explain it.
Like in the different.
Drawing the laning. It was the Balkari would read a pasuk and then they would matargim.
Like this would happen in Babylon, like he would read in Aramaic. Like,
anyway,
is it like for a person to read like the? Like
they have a minion. They still do. They have a minion. The West Side Institution. They have a Persian. What is it?
Yemenite minion.
So they do that there. I think, right?
Yeah.
Is the ikar of like reading the targum like? To read it something that we'd understand it, or is it like specifically reading the
uncles? Oh, so that we're going to see in next week's Shir, Bez Hashem. So that's what he says. Myrish ain't lo asara likros, but Torah shetorch lechavin hashar shekorim. Now that's meduyak im hatzibur. The other Rishonim learn im hatzibur means the week of it. You know, he's mamish. Imatzibur, while they're reading Kriyas HaTorah in the Krach, and you're in the Kfar, so you read it then. Yikro gam hu b'yochid shnayim mikro k'neged shnayim ha'korim b'beis ha'knesses v'echa targum k'neged ha'metugum b'beis ha'knesses shekachay ha'minhogim k'disnan ha'korim b'torah lo yivchos likros pochos migim p'sukim lo yikro l'metargim yosim b'posuk echad. In other words, the Kriyas HaTorah, you should have at least three pesukim for an aliyah, and for the Matagim, you shouldn't read more than one pasuk at a time, and then he should teach it. The Im Kimosha Perchu Rabosa, the Kriyas HaParsha Baboka B'Shabbos Mayri, but as others want to say, that means that before davening, you're reading it. Kimosha Anu Regilim, Leima L'Olam Yikra Adam HaParsha B'Shabbos Shnayim Mikra. Imat Sibur Lamali. So he says the Lashon Imat Zibur, he doesn't think it's Meduyak according to the other Rishonim. Alavadai Imat Zibur Mamish. He says, according to me, it's very literal. Imat Zibur. Mm-hmm. While they're reading it, and you're in the country, and there's no minion there, and they're in the city, and you know they're going to get to Leining, at least 9-10 o'clock, so then you open up your Chumash then. The priest Voshnai Mikra, Lamali, Hal Yishamu, Basic Nessus, Vietsu, Yde Chavosum, Havopike, Minagate, Minagom, or the Zimin, Lomotzi, having Dite, Basic Nessus, Chola Parsha, Vietsu, Bekriya, Shakara Kvar. He says, and our minag that we do it, even though we're going to hear Kriya Satorah, so why do we need to do it? We're going to hear Kriya Satorah. So he says, well, sometimes you don't pay attention, your mind wanders, so maybe you yotze kriya with this kriya. It's not from a Sefer Torah, that's a cold question, whether you need to, whether laning has to be from a Sefer Torah.
Alright, I was going to ask from the Rav, so what do you actually... Is he saying that your episode, you have to a little bit of laning by doing this and being mechaveh? Is it laning or is it just for shtei mechaveh vecha targum?
It's some type of kiyum that you're not going to hear. His pshat is you're not going to hear kriyas hatar because you're not in the city. So at least you'll read shnei mechaveh targum.
Some kind of shaykh, some kind of ishtarf as to what's going on.
Yeah. Now it could be, there's a famous tshuva of the Rambam that says you can be yotze kriyas hatar with a chumash. But a chumash, the Rambam doesn't mean a chumash. You take a chumash that we have today, a chumash. That's not a chumash. A chumash means on a cloth, but it's only bracious or only shmos. But I don't know if we have chumashim today. Right? A scroll just with bracious, or a scroll just with shmos. That's a chumash. So the Rambam writes that you don't need a Sefer Torah really for Kriya Sator. You can really do from a chumash.
But it's got to be a gantz, a whole Sefer?
Yeah, a whole bracious.
Not like a
whole bracious or a whole shmos, whole vayikra, etc. Right.
Mm-hmm. On a cloth.
Yeah, so that's why the post can bring down. The minig is if we find a tois in the Sefer Torah, right? We take out another Sefer Torah. So how come we don't read from the beginning of the parsha?
Well, you picked up where you left off, right?
We pick up where we left off. But now we know the chazak is not true. So the answer is, the poskim say, is we rely on Shitas HaRambam, that you don't need a kosher Sefer Torah to read Kriyas HaTorah. We only rely on that L'Sha'avar. L'Haba, we want to have a kosher Sefer Torah. L'Sha'avar, so therefore we don't require you to reread the past when you find that it's a puzzle Sefer Torah. Because the Rambam Shita is you can read even from a Chumash. So if you can read from a Chumash, so certainly you can read from a puzzle Sefer Torah. It's Logara from a Chumash. So that's what the Ravon says. So now let's see. We saw in the Gemara on page 2 on the third line.
I don't understand how you can read from the Apostle.
Meaning, we don't read from Apostle Sefer Torah, but say we find the Sefer Torah in the middle of the laning. It's Pasul. So we take out a new one, right?
Right.
But we don't reread what we read. Say it's in the middle of the laning. We don't go back to the beginning of the parsha. So why not? Because we rely on the opinion for what we did in the past that Apostle Sefer Torah is good for Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, we don't have to reread. For the future, we don't rely on that. What we did in the past, we rely on that. Now, we had another line in the Gemara that says, listen to this. Savar, third line, page 2. Lashmelinu leparshaso dekula shata b'mala Yom Kippurim. Someone thought that on Erev Yom Kippur, he'll do shnayim mikravecha targum for the whole year. That's how we have the Gersa. But if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, and on the side it has it as well, from page 6, look what he says. Rav Bibi Barabai Savra Lashmaninu Kula Parshosa Dekala B'mala Yom Kippurim. Not the Kula Shaita, but Dekala. Plus Mentos. Parshosa Dekala Hindala Parshos Be'elul V'dala Parshos Shekorim Ba'odar. In other words, there were times that they had the Yarche Kala and they would learn in these months certain mesechtas, or certain things. So everyone was busy. So they had one in the month of Adar. They had one in the month of Elul. So people were busy doing the things that they were going to, and then they were going to get together and discuss what they learned. So people didn't have time to be Mavir Sedra in those months, in Adar and Elul. They didn't have time to be Mavir Sedra. So they thought that maybe on Erev Yom Kippur, he'll make up those eight parshas, the parshas from Elul and the parshas for Adar.
Make up or ahead, meaning the Tisha before?
Parshas make up.
Okay.
So that's what he says. That's Pshat in the Gemara. It's not because it's difficult to say what he wanted to finish the whole Torah on Erev Yom Kippur. But if you learn this way, he just wanted to finish up
those
parshiyos because they were so busy preparing for the Yarchei Kala. Because everyone was learning to the certain Masechta. That was going to be the Masechta of the Kala. So they spent all that time doing that. Mm-hmm. So they had no time to be Mavir Sedra. So that's what he says. Not a whole Torah Tula, whatever they saw. We're learning this Masechta, or that Masechta, and then they have to finish it within the month.
From when?
The month of Adar and the month of Elul. So he says, B'malim kippur parshas the kalahin dal parshas be'elul, the dal parshas shekorim be'adar. Neshe'er Rav Bibi Rabbi Torud b'chodesh ha'kala b'masechas t'kala l'lomotza p'nai likros l'hashlim kol parsha b'shabata. So you didn't have time for those eight parshas. So Sovelash Nalina Kulu Hani Hadal Parshas, or he says the Aruch on footnote 2 will say Hani Ches, really should say Hani Ches Parshas, Erev Yom Kippur. Right, he thought Vasikna Tanina Ubavad Shelo Yakdim Shelo Yache. He says no, you got to make sure it, as busy as you are preparing for the Yache Kala, you have to do it also, and you can't just say I'm going to skip the Shnai Mikra Vecha Tagrim for this month, and for these 2 months, and I'll make it up then. What? Yeah, the halacha you can go to Simchas Torah is b'di'evit. Once you miss that week, it's already b'di'evit. So you have the whole week to do it, but once it's already you missed that week, you can make it up next week, but that's already b'di'evit. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, in those days, they read it every 3.5 years.
In Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, the
Bible read like we do? Yeah, it was two different minhagim. So let's look into Or Zeruah now on page 8. So first he quotes, so he holds that when should you read Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? Shabbos morning. The Shachris, in other words, the Orzer was telling you what you're supposed to do Shabbos morning.
He's also a
Rishon? Yeah. He says Shabbos morning, the Shachris Mashkim, the Kori Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. The Omar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Ami, and Rav Yochanan, L'olam, Yashlim, Odom, Parshiyosu, B'hadi Tzibur, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Rav Rina Ben Midrash, then he quotes the same Midrash we saw in Tosus, Shalosh Dvarim Tziva Rebbe Esbonov, we're on page 8. B'shosh Niftal Beis Olomo, Shalosh L'yur HaShemayim, Shalosh L'der Cheretz, Ve'elu Shalom Yur HaShemayim, Haltoch Alechem B'Shabbos, Shetigmur Kol HaParsha. Mashmur Kodem Achilu Yeshlu L'ashlimo, Hilchah Hishlo Lashlama Kodem Beis HaKnesses. So Pashas is, it means before you go to shul. Because after you go to shul, you're going to eat the meal. So you have to finish it before you go to shul. So you see, Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Salvechik, from Rabbi Jachter, that he thought also that the Iker Zman v'shnai mikra v'chatagrum is on Shabbos. That's a little...
You can learn from this Friday also. Meaning, don't eat Friday night, don't have your moitzi before you have v'shnai mikra v'chatagrum.
Yeah, but here he's already saying... that you do with Shabbos morning, B'Shachas.
Mm-hmm. Who's saying? But not he's quoting.
There was a Rua.
Right, but he's quoting. He's quoting from Rav Huna, from his quotes.
Yeah. Right, but he's assuming that you do it B'Shachas,
right.
Shabbos morning. So we're learning a little bit about Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum.
Couldn't it be you started during the week and you only finished it on Shabbos morning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be. That means to finish. But take a look on page 9 in the Maram Rutenberg. So he says. He says Shabbos to have the whole, even after the meal. In other words, not like what the others say, that the dafki you should try to finish it before the meal. Mitzvah lomar kol pasuk shnai mikra vechatagim b'chol Shabbos. So he tain is Maram Rutenberg that you only the real din of Shnai Mikra, like said from Salvation, that the din of Shnai Mikra and Targum is Dafka Shabbos or Somach the Shabbos. Because that's im hatzibur, and im hatzibur means when they're reading the parsha. So we assume it, you get the whole week, because the whole week we already started reading from the mincha before. But the Maram Rutenberg says no, you should do it dafka on Shabbos or Friday. And then he has another chiddush in Reish Mem Ches. He says that's mamish like Havdalah. In other words, if you didn't do it, you can still do it up to Wednesday, not including Wednesday. Like Havdalah. If you weren't mavdil, you can be mavdil. What's his chiddush? That's still called lechatchila. That's cool. That was avada. If you didn't do it this week, you can do it 10 weeks later. You know, you finish it before Simchas Torah. The chiddush is if you do it a week or two later, that's already only b'di'evit. But his chiddush is that's still called lechatchila, because the Gemara says that up to Wednesday is called Bosa Shabbata, so it's still connected to the previous week. The Eina Kora over Zmano.
That's the Chiddush.
Sunday, beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Start,
so you see from Reish Mem Zayin, he didn't like that. We hold the halacha, you can. We hold the halacha, you can start in the beginning of the week. But he holds.
That's all you're involved in, according to that, you're in the review and commission also.
Yeah. So it could be he's saying that it could be the mashma that he would hold that l'chatchila you could do it from from Wednesday, the Wednesday before,
mm-hmm.
until the Tuesday after. Because you could do it during a period that's called Kameh Shabbata and Basa Shabbata. But if it's before Kameh Shabbata, it's not Imat Tzibur. If it's after Basa Shabbata, it's also not Imat Tzibur. So, I mean, we don't hold like this. In other words, he's saying that L'chatchila you have from Wednesday till Tuesday night, mm-hmm. to do it. And that's called L'chatchila. And before that, before Wednesday, and after Tuesday, it's only B'diavad. And we hold the whole week is L'chatchila.
Mm-hmm.
The whole week is L'chatchila. But he holds that... That you use this. Well, Tosfos already we saw in the beginning says we don't follow these manim for Shmaya Mikra Vechatagum, right? But he says no. This is the Shmaya Mikra Vechatagum has to be Imat Tzibur. That means so really this man is Shabbos. But if you can't do it on Shabbos, you can already start Wednesday and go up till Tuesday, and that's
mm-hmm.
still Lachatchila.
Mm-hmm.
But the real zman. Is Shabbos or Chol HaPochus
right.
Friday,
mm-hmm.
and to do it before that, if you do it Wednesday, it's still L'chatchila, and up till Tuesday, you know, up till Tuesday, including Tuesday. But if you do it the Wednesday after, that's already Kameh Shabbat of the next week, and that's already B'diavad.
Just about it. It's just like in those of us who have became an obstacle. In the book of Moshe, it writes that he was once sitting and he was being Mamma Sedgwick. And his daughter-in-law thought he must have a little seen her because he was so. He said, no, I had to catch Shaykh of Ekatagim, so I'm catching up.
Uh-huh.
I obviously wasn't well. I mean,
uh-huh.
So, I mean, obviously, didn't get the other, but he was catching up. Nevertheless, it was
uh-huh.
you know, months after, they were like several weeks you know, behind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But I just want to qualification. Ekatagim, obviously, it's what he has uncles. That's it. That's how long.
Well, that we'll
Rashi,
talk about
Rashi
next
week.
Some mad Rashi. No?
Yeah. Pashtus, Targum, it's Targum Unkelus. That's the Pashtus. Everything else is a Chiddush. To say Rashi, to say...
That's
Pashtus is Shnai Mekavecha Targum, it's Targum Unkelus.
If you say it with the Malkurah, is that considered one
time? Yeah, so some posts can hold that. We'll get to all these... All these intricacies. Yeah. Now the Marami
root. When you're from Y, you know these words.
Yeah. When
if you're from Yeshiva, should say it's in Yomim.
Now the din of the Marami Rutenberg is also quoted in the Tashbates. This Tashbates Cotton is the Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, and he writes on page 10. He writes as I. From a Mishloch Chazar HaSeder, Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, Kodim HaShabbos, O B'Shabbos Atzmo, Yochel Lachzor Achar HaShabbos Ad Yom Shabbos, Penikor Ovar Zmano, Kedi Isa, so he has it different that you have the whole week. Mishlo hivdil motzai Shabbos mavdil v'holach kol haShabbos kulo. V'agmar shol al kama harzer ad yom revi. Masik hosim chad Shabbat rei b'Shabbat v'tlos b'Shabbat v'basa Shabbat revi b'Shabbat chamishi b'Shabbat shishi b'Shabbat kamei Shabbat. And others disagree. And then he says, Omnam mikol mokom mitzvah l'chazor achar hachilo. He says, Davka Achar Achila. But the question is, you see, if you want to say that he's saying what he said in the Psokim, then you have to say that what he says on HaShabbos, what he's saying in the side here, is just up till Wednesday. Whereas he's saying it has the same dinim of Havdalah. Same dinim of Havdalah. And maybe even a little before. And the Rav Yoh quotes all the shittas on page 11. Am Rav Yochanan kol amashlim parsh Yosef imatzibur shnayim mikra vechatagum marichim lo yom avushnosov umaskinan bilvad shalo yaktim v'shalo yacher. Yesh mefarshim dafke b'yom haShabbos mashlim. Right? Yesh mefarshim shekol yimos ha-shervu chol Shabbos ad mincha. Einu nikra makdim macher. Kein shapar shuk v'lo tzah Shabbos. V'imatzibu lav dafke. So some say it's dafke on Shabbos. Some say you have the whole week and Shabbos until mincha.
Makti means what? Before the week?
Yeah. So if you hold that you have to do a dafka on Shabbos, so Makti means if you did it before Shabbos. If you hold you have the whole week, Makti means if you'll do it the week before.
You want to say
those.
Imat Sibur means
Parshday
week, right?
Yeah.
So, being that because of the Gzeira was who's Masakin the Ezra, the lane Mincha,
yeah,
Monday Thursday. So maybe you can say Imat Sibur Dafke means from that point on, because that's what the team was laying at that point.
Right.
And a Hanami then the whole Parsha of Shabbos. But the Parsha of the Tzibur is now learning or laning Parsha Tzibur Tzibur now.
Right.
So maybe that's him on the screen.
Right, exactly.
Is that the basic disagreement?
Right, so that's...
But once they start learning, it's considered part of a...
Or is it Dafka on Shabbos? Or is it you get the week before?
Right. I mean, an interesting afkim would be then, let's say, for example, you have Yom Tov on Shabbos, right?
Like this video with Shmini.
Right, exactly. Shmini, that's the whole discussion.
Right. So you lay Shmini, then Shabbos, and then you go back.
Right, so are you allowed to lay in Shmini? Are you allowed to do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum?
3 weeks, right?
Yeah. Or do you have to do it after the week
of the
Kriyas HaTorah? So we're going to see that Rav Meir Bransdorfer in the Tshuva, he writes Dafka the week of. Mm. And others hold you have the whole 3 weeks to do it.
So,
yeah. It's a good question. The Shalach HaKadosh on page 12. He says like this: Parakam de Brocha Samar Avuna Bereid to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ami L'Olam Yashlim Adam Parshiosim Matziba Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. Fila Tars Vidivan. Cholamashlim Parshiosim Matsiva Marichim Lo Yomov Vishnosov. Yesh Toyim Vikorim Posuk Mikra Vitagam Alav Chosim Vikorim HaPosuk Mikra. So some people do Posuk Targum Posuk. And he says that's a mistake. Vichenosim Atashlim Kol Sidra. Vsorim Dahaki Nichalomar Posuk Lukar Peshalov. Dahino Targum Lachar Kriyas Pesh Lachzor HaPosuk. Because the Lishna the Gemara Mashma Shnayim Mikra. Yeah, but Siruf. Vachaka Chatagum. Chain Muchach Bezoyer. Vidivere Mukubolim. Kamoshi Sparl Kaman. Filotam and Nigla Shakosu Kasasa Mufarsha Mucha Kain. Likro Batagum Besof. Shakosu Zol Atamki Hatorah Nitna Sholosh Poemim. Rishon Bahar Sinai, the Torah was given. Then Pam Shainis Oil Moid. And Shlishis. Is the beginning of Dvarim, Ber Heitev. So the first time it was given, it was Mikra. The second time it was given, it was Mikra. The third time, it says Ber Heitev, was Rashi Shtei? Meshivim Loshen. So that was the Taich. That was the Targum. Mishum Hachi, Anakorim, Kol Posuk, Beis Pomim, and the third one, that's in the beginning of Dvarim. Elo Dvarim, Shadim, Moshim, Multum. Whole Moshe Beir Heitev Satora Zos Lemor in the beginning of Dvarim. Vagimel Targum Keneged Beir Heitev. So the Shalaz Akpeda that you shouldn't do Pasuk Targum Pasuk, but you should do Dafka Shnayim Mikra.
He's also saying you have to do it one shot.
Yeah.
You can't do it even if you. You're not just saying you can't do it you know, you can't do it 3 hours apart. You have to do it tashlamim at one shot, no?
Yeah, you should do.
That's a question. Because you say one year old, you should do it. Yeah, Shabbos.
Do the whole parsha in one shot?
Yeah, that's what he's saying here. Whatever you do, you're doing
the two psukim together and then the targum.
So Rishon one shot, right?
Is there even Rishon one shot? What about just the pasuk one shot?
I guess it was.
Oh, so now you want to know what the Shlomo's opinion is when to do it. So let's look at what he writes here in Yud Aleph. L'inyan tefila b'chol erev Shabbos, he kedusha gedoyla v'taras hakodesh. It's a big inyan. To do tefila on erev Shabbos, so he writes in Yud Beis, "Umikodem haTefila Yikra haParshay Mikra veChatargum. The Yikra Parsha Rak biYom HaShishi, Achar Chatzos. Avol Pishul Inyan Din Akotz VaTosis Arash biYom Rishon veElech Choshev Mashlim miMatzibur. Mikol Mokom leMitzvah menAmufcha Lo Yikra Rak biYom Shishi Achar Chatzos." So that's the time that the klipa that's being mechaser the kedusha goes away, and therefore that's the time for shnayim mikra. So this is a whole new shita. So he has a couple of kedusha. First, he. Marami Rutenberg said to do a dafka on Shabbos.
Or close.
Mm-hmm. He says it's paid a dafka erev Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
After Chatzos. After erev Shabbos, because that's his man, shenifredes haklipa me'akedusha. And then when you go to the mikveh, then the hashpa of kedusha Shabbos is chal on you. So now there's a shaila like this. Are you allowed to do shnai mikra vecha tagum for the next week on the Shabbos before? After mincha? After, you know, zman mincha? Zman that they could lay. So look what he says here, page 13. He says, so the Kol Bo Shita, page 13, is, Shekvach Yischila Parsh Shabbos Mincha, V'davka Miyom Echad Ve'elach, that you can't do Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum before Sunday. Because he's not working with this idea that it's Davka Friday or Davka Shabbos. He's learning like the other Rishonim the whole week. So that starts on Sunday. Well, but what about Shabbos? Shabbos Mincha. They're already laying the next parsha. Shabbos Mincha. Well, Shabbos Mincha filu achrei shekaru haparsha b'tzibur lo yotza. Kevin sheoso hayom karu haparsha she'ovra. And I think Rav Shlomo Zalman will see quotes that since if the Eved didn't do it in the morning, he might be able to do it later in the day. The parsha from before, so it's still considered mikra zman of the really of the parsha from before. Mm-hmm. Even though the kriya mincha we lay ready, but it's still meikar the zman of the parsha before, and therefore he says you can't do it. Sunday's the earliest.
Right.
Sunday's the earliest. However, there's a tshuva, a fascinating tshuva of the Radvaz. Yeah. And I follow this tshuva. This is what I already like to do it. Shnai mikra vecha targum.
For mikra?
No, on Shabbos, on the previous Shabbos. Because especially
now.
I say on Shabbos for the like last week. I already last Shabbos after zman mincha. Ready, Mavir for Tazrim and Tzara.
Why?
Because during the week, you know, you can get busy. This way, you know, you did it.
So look
at the Radvaz. In other words, the Kolbo says you're not Yotze. Kolbo says you're not Yotze. But look at the Radvaz. You'll get a Hanor from this Radvaz.
What page?
Page 14. The Raz is unbelievable. Ulinyan Yashlim Adam Parshiosim Matzibur. Kol Shavua Kulo Nikra Imatzibur. Kevin Shes Chil Likros B'Milcha B'Shabbos. For Isi Misha Kosom Yom Rishon Ve'Elach. Right, the who? The Kolbo says, Tafkim Yom Rishon Ve'Elach. Aval B'Shabbos Afilu Achar Mincha Lo Yotza. Kevin Shabosu Yom Kora Parsha Sha'Ovra. The Eini Roel Lezetam. He says he doesn't like that. Ki Miacha Shishchil Lekrosa Lama Lo Tia Azmana. Right? Faket. They already could read by Mincha Gedoyla, you could already read Tazria or whatever. So why not? That you, and now he says an unbelievable thing. He loved him as Tafina. Had I not been afraid? Amina the Hachi Odif. It's better. Dafka to do it then. On Shabbos Mincha. Why? L'haskel also achar Mincha k'day shelo yeh mokom le'mekatreg. In other words, we know that there's always a kitrug. That's why we on Simchas Torah we start brachos ready. So the sultan shouldn't say, "Oh, they finished. They think they're big knackers. They finished the Torah." So we say, "No. After we finish, we say we're not finished. We go and start from brachos already." Kedech she'omer shekorim brachos b'yom Simchas Torah. So the same thing over here. Right away, as early as we can, start the next parsha, and that's by Zman Mincha. One second. Yom Simchas Torah, smach l'siyam ha-Torah. And then he says an unbelievable thing. U'mizeh ha-tam, ani rogel l'smach shtei ha-kriyos, filu b'brocha eini mafsik b'neim. In other words, he didn't have a separate chosin Torah and chosin Breishis. Chosin Torah and chosin Breishis were the same aliyah. Unbelievable thing. The Radvaz says they would call up someone from chosin Torah, they would finish the Torah,
Roll it
or take another Torah, and right away continue brachos.
But with a bracha, no, does that? Ger is both chosin Torah and chosin brachos. But two separate
leaves. Two separate, yeah. So he says, "Vafilu bebracha eini mafsik beneim." The culture came to ain roil hafsik bekadosh.
Well, we're not mafsik because we say have a mafsik after that.
Yeah, but it's interesting. So. So, according to some shitas, he might not be yotze, but the Radvaz says he's zecher yotze, and he thinks it's adif tfei.
Yeah, but you can draw it a big nafkamin. Why? In the case, let's say of Simchas Torah, the yontif of Simchas Torah, we Messiah Matur, right? So in that's the case. Meaning that it's not the Kriyas HaTorah is not the obey, if you will, of that shop, of that day. We start right away also, you're right, because it's more about the Torah clothes, if you will.
Yeah.
Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Shmos, Parshas Noyach, the Shabbos, the Shabbos is called based on that Shabbos. So in some respect, what you're saying is that Enechanam, we go ahead by Mincha, we lay ahead, but that Shabbos is still Parshas Bereishis, it's Parshas Lechna.
So
what the Rashi is saying is, I mean, he's trying to make.
So you're saying you wouldn't wear kitrug so much if you.
Maybe it's a little bit of a
shtach that you're right, encroaching on.
Right. You're Shabbos Shir. You're already running past. You're running after certain difference.
Right.
Also, is he meant to say kitrug on the klal, like a Simchas Torah, or kitrug personally, so he shouldn't shepherd you that it's so hard not to do it the rest of the week, like Rabbi was saying?
No, I think he's saying like Simchas Torah.
But we're already started then. Then if that's the case, we already started by Menchas. There's no kitrug on the klal.
Right, but on the... So therefore, you already could do it mitzad the prat also.
Yeah, and could, but again, the concept of Shabbat and Taga, right? At least based on the Gemara, right? Imat Tzibur, right?
Yeah.
The Rav of the dais, right? Imat Tzibur would mean.
Well, you could say the Tzibur started. Well, you could say if the tip, if you go like that, then they already started laying.
Yeah, but it's the same day as. In other words, the whole concept of Kitchuk is a little bit different here.
Yeah.
Because the
Chaloshev
of the Shabbos is the
Pasha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, take a look at what Shlomo Zalman says on page 15. He wants to explain the Kolbo. The Kolbo Shita is, even though you're reading the Parsha already by Mincha, Shnai Mikri you can't do till Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Stam, he means Motzai Shabbos is also good. I remember once I visited Rav Scheinberg Zatzal in Eretz Yisrael. So I remember Motzai Shabbos, he was already doing Shnayim Mikra for the next week, Motzai Shabbos. Says Rabbiur Divrei Akolbo Desfir Leishib Shabbos Atzma Fi Lachash Etzchilu Atzibur Likro BeMincha BeShab Parshas Shavu Haba Ein Yicholim Likro Shnayim Mikra VeChatayim Shal Parshas Shavu Haba Kosev Agon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal Vuvu Dvar Bal Sefer Alicha Shloima Yeah Shemikayim Shem Ira Hashatzibul Of Siku Likro BaTorah Parshas Shavu Shover BeShabbos BeShachris because if the Tzibur couldn't lean for some reason in the morning Yicholim Likro BaTorah BeMeshach Kol Shos Hayom. He's saying Taki, you're not even Yotze.
But what he's saying is basically, I mean,
but you're,
he's really
saying a more halacha thing.
Since it's shy, you can lay by mincha in the same parsha, therefore you should.
In other words, if the tzibur didn't lay and say they didn't have a sofer Torah in the morning, they can read that parsha the whole day. So Mela, that's really shy. Lamaisin, by Mincha we read the next, but it's still shaykh the whole day to the parsha before, so therefore, you know.
But regardless of what we're laying, in other words, the day is shaykh to the parsha of Shachas.
Right. Yeah. So take a look down the Levush. It says, "V'yochol Likros," page 16. "V'yochol Likros Hashnayim Mikra Vechatagum B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah She'oskim Asibur Boso Inyan." So he says, he quotes some of the poskim that say you can do Shnayim Mikra Vechatagum during laning. Now he means not that you're reading along. They're holding by Shishi, you're holding by Shlishi, and you're doing Shnayim Mikra Vechatagum in the middle of.
What do you mean?
Yeah. That's what he means. She'oskim atzibur osu inyan. But lemaisa, we don't do that.
Well, I don't understand what he's even saying.
Because they're laning Parsha Shemini. They happen to be up to Chamishi. You're also holding by Shemini. You're up to Shlishi. So you're doing the same inyan of the tzibur, so that's okay. You know, in other words, the other people that will be listening. You're not necessarily listening. This is the shita that holds that as long as they're ten shomim, you don't have to necessarily be listening.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't be something. You shouldn't be doing daf yomi. At least do we're in that parsha.
Yeah, but he says here, look at his words.
Then it's a different thing. That's a separate thing. That's another thing. That if you're reading along with the chazan, then harezakiyim shnayim mikrovecha targum.
Yes.
Meaning at least one kriya's worth. Achbidive Rav Yosef Karo Masher Shafal Bishoshamei Menashatz Chayv Lhashlim also shnayim mikrovecha targum Yeser al Shmiyosu Menashatz. Fame divrei Rambam that we saw that even though you're going to hear it in shul, you still have to.
But that's the only funeral you have to do the two together, and then say tag.
Right.
Well,
we should learn like imat tzibur means along with the tzibur, not like with specifically. Yeah. Then, if you look in the Truma Sedeshin, on page 19. Yeah, he has a shaila here. The poskim write that the Trumas Hadeshin wrote both the questions and the answers. These weren't real shailos.
He responds.
Right. He decided what the question should be, and he decided. So he says.
It's like when they have these fake press conferences for the presidential candidates.
Yeah.
They put these guys in. Hold on, Jimmy. Jimmy's going to ask you this question.
Yeah. So the Truma Sedeshin says, "Hadam reading lolam yashlim adam parshiosim mitzibah shnayim mikvechatagum mi mechayiv nami lhashlim B'chol Yom Kippur Parshas Shekrom Shachris and Musaf Shabbos Shalaber Parshas Kam Kein Osa Parshas Shemosifim Likros Olo. Is it a din only in Parshas Hashavua, or is it a din also say when the Parshas Zohar is their chiyuv to be Mavir Sedra on Shabbos Zohar for Parshas or Parshas Para
Shkolim
Yontif. So he says on page 20. Says Azoy, Yirashalo Nogul Ashlima. He says, Vein biyadi tamaraya kolkach. He says, Vein the dakti peish rashi to peish yashalom adam parshiosu shall call Shabbos of Shabbos, mashkadavka mashakorim call Shabbos Hashana. Because maybe it's lavdavka, the ekel may be orcha de milsa nokot. Vodi mashakorim biyantif. Because he doesn't have to say, mention everything. But he still thinks. He says here in the second column, fourth line, in the middle. Nira, to lo tzrichu rabbanon el sheyashlim parshios of kol ha-Torah, rak pam echad b'shana. Whereas it's, you go through the whole Torah once a year. So therefore, Zohar, you don't have to read, you're going to read it in Kiseitze. In Parah, you don't have to read, you don't have to be Mavir Sedra, because you're going to do it in Chukas. So anything you're going to do in a different time in the year is okay. Okay, lo tzrichin lashlim parshios shel yontif shel arba parshios musafim achem d'shlim kolachas b'shabbato. So now let's see in Shulchan Aruch how it's brought down. If you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 22. So the Mechaber writes on Siv Gimel, Reish Pehe Gimel. You know, the Olam says that Shnai Mikra Vechat Targum is Simon Reish Pehe, Lashon Rafa, because people are Mezalzel in the Mitzvah, so it's a week, it's Rafa, because people are not the Makpid to do it. So he says, "Miyom Rishon ve'elech Chashuvim Matzibur," that we saw, and in the Magen Avraham, Sifkat Nehei, Miyom Veshalah Kosef Sheyikra also Biyom Vav Hachachatzos Dafka V'yesh Odei Shoynus. And then he says, "Mitzvah Menamufchar Sheyashlim Siv Dalad Mitzvah Menamufchar Sheyashlim also." So basically you have the whole week. You have the whole week to be Mavir Sedra. So the Shalah says you should do it Friday. The Maram Rutenberg, Maram Rutenberg says you Dafka should do it when?
Shabbos day.
Yeah, that's the Iker's man. But Mikra Din, we hold Miram Rishon Ve'elech, and the Radvaz holds even what? Shabbos Mincha. Before. Yeah. No, Shabbos, like last Shabbos already, after Chatzos, after Zman Tchila Zman Mincha, you could already be Mavir Tazria Metzora. Because since by Mincha they're already laning Tazria Metzora, you could do it. And the Radvaz writes that it's Odif, because just like in Simchas Torah, right away we start Bracious. So too, we finished the Parsha, so punkt oiso yom, you should be reading the next Parsha. Oh. And then the... Yeah, Mitzvah Milchus Yashlam Sokom Sheyochol B'Shabbos.
When is the Achille he's talking?
The Sushniya.
Noontime.
Vim lo yishlim kodem achila, yashlim achar achila ad ha-mincha. V'yesh om ad revi b'shabbos. B'di'evet. V'yesh om ad shmini atzeres. V'yevet the whole year, b'di'evet. That at least you should be mashlim before they're mashlim the whole Torah. Oh. So then take a look on page 24, the Tshuva in the Knei Boisim. The Meir Bransdorfer. So he wants to know. The Shaila we have now, this year, Shmini, it was already 2-3 weeks that we were reading Shmini. So, could you already, as soon as we started from Mincha, you could start being Shmini, or do you have to wait till that week?
The Sunday.
The Sunday before. Tamaktim likrushnai mikro vechatag mei parshas shavu haba b'shavu hakodim enu yotzei b'zei yidei chovaso sheinu b'chal mashlim par yoshios of matzibur v'yom yishar ve'ela chashum mitzivur came to write chilu kros haparshas b'tzibur shas mincha kimavur b'shulchan arachayim etc. Next page sharposki came b'yomim shalofnei chag haPesach beginning of page 25 top line he says b'yomim shalofnei chag haPesach. Or be mechol amoid Pesach. She is hefsek Shabbos achas ben kriyas haparsha b'Shabbos hagadol b'mincha. In other words, by Shabbos hagadol b'mincha, we were already reading Shmini, and we're not reading it in shul, but Shabbos morning for another two weeks. She is hefsek Shabbos achas ben kriyas haparsha b'Shabbos hagadol b'mincha kriyas haShabbos haparsha b'Shabbos acha yontif. Uvchutzo arts yesh lefomim hefsek shtei Shabbosus. Gon shachal yom rishon shal Pesach liyos b'Shabbos shachal achron shal Pesach gam kei b'Shabbos v'chein b'chag haShavuos b'chutz l'arts him gam kei din hochi. Yeah, and zos habracha him gam kei din hochi yom rishon ve'elach lachak kriyas haparsha b'Shabbos hagadol b'mincha v'chein b'chag haShavuos b'chutz l'arts him yom rishon ve'elach lachak kriyas haparsha b'mincha b'Shabbos shlefnei chag haShavuos Maschel's man kriyash main mikro vecha tag parsha zu. So you have shavuos and chutzlarts. So yom rishon ve'elach, you're going to read already the next week's parsha. What's the usually? It's what?
At the shavuos.
Noso. You know what they say, because the Gemara says that we read the klolos in Bukhukosai before Shavuos, because what tichla shana v'kilul oseha, and Shavuos is right. So it's brought down the part of Yosef Achadosh. So we want to start the new year tachal shana birchaseha with Naso, because there's birchas koyanim in Naso.
So let's assume you have a situation that we have often, where we have Shabbos shchel amoyed, and you're starting to lean then zos havroch. Then you have Shana Rabba is Wednesday, right? Thursday and Friday is Shemitah Esam Kastoria. And then Shabbos is Parshas Bereishis.
Right.
So, would it be into what's in Matsuba that week? Did you say you have to do both? But it has to be.
Yeah, so it's Pashut. Leaning in Parshas Bereishis, look by the arrow. Pashut Hulanias Daitish and Yotzim Belimu to create Parshas Bereishis, Bermechol Amoyed Sukkos. Because Bereishis, they didn't lane yet. So you can't be Yotzei Shnayim Mikra, even though this week they're going to lane Bereishis, but they didn't lane it yet. They didn't start. So you can't lane, it's Pashut, that you can't lane Bereishis. You can't do Shnayim Mikra. Right.
It'd be Maktim, in
other words. That would be called Maktim.
So you can only start Parshas Bereishis after Izos HaBrocha until the third.
Right. So Parshas Bereishis, and I have a Chiddush about that, I'll say in a second. Parshas Bereishis, you have the smallest amount of time to be Mavre Sedra. You only, if say Bereishis, say Simchas Torah is Friday, then you only have from
25
yeah, you only have from when Chasson Bereishis and to start. You only have that one day, and that's it. You can't read the Hoshana Rabbah, because Hoshana Rabbah we didn't start laying Bereishis yet, so you can't even read.
Well, we have, but if you have, here's my question. Shabbos Mincha, right?
Yeah.
If the chronology of that would work out, that Shabbos, there'd be Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and Mincha, you would read Parshas Bereishis.
Yeah.
So that was my question. Hey,
you never do. It's also brachah. So he has a chiddush. Hadas Noite, says Rav Meir Brandsdorfer. Possession, Einu Yotze Yidei Chavos, Belimut Kriyas HaParsha, Had Yom Rishon B'Shavu HaBa. Now, Shmini, he holds that you can't start laying Mavre Sedra of Shmini until the week of In other words, you have to finish all the Yontif Dikakriyas, and then you could read. But once the Yontif Dikakriyas is in between, that's already mafsik. He says, Hadas Noita, Bezesh Einu Yotze Yidei Chovosu Belimu Dikriyas HaParsha Ad Yom Rishon B'Shavu HaBa. Shei Kriyas HaModos Mafsik Bein Seder HaParshis Kedi Yisib HaMegillah V'Tosis Ran V'Rambam V'Kama Mekormus. Even though by Shabbos Hagadol we already started Shmini, the mehay time arminim yom rishon ve'el chashiv matzibur kimo shakosav poskim kol mokom nirul ani azdaiti dikayim shemafzik beinem kriya acheres ein moral kriya Shabbos b'milcha ve'chashiv machamoso haschol zman miparshish Shabbos habo. That's what he holds. Not everyone holds like this. Some poskim hold. Rav Abadi told me he thought that as soon as you start Shabbos Hagadol to read Shmini, you could already be Maver. But he says a Chiddush that not. Oh, so Breishis is Kuli Alma Lo Pligi. Breishis is Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, that if Simchas Torah is on Friday, then you can't read before you hear the Kriya of the Chos and Breishis. Then you're ready, you could read. So I thought, this is my own thought, that why is this true? He said, Breishis is the only parsha that they give us such a short amount of time to learn. All the other parshas, you have Miyom Rishon Ve'elach. So take a look at the last page, on page 32. The Mishnah Chagiga. Ein Dorshin Barayis B'Shloisha. He says, in other words, Maisa Breishis, you're not supposed to learn with two people. You're not supposed to, because the Gemara says, Lo b'merkava b'yochid, omkein ha'yachachom meimim midaito. Kol ha'mistakel bar v'dorim roi lo ki'ilu lo bo lo olam. Malamalo, malamata, malafnim, malachor. He says, they never want you look in the Gemara. Lo b'may says breishis b'shnayim and alim mila tar rabbanu. He shnal no layomim rishonim. Yochid shoal vein shnayim shoalim. Yochol yishal adam kodem shenivra oilam. You can ask questions: what was before, what was after? Tam malom yomim rishon shayol lefanecha. Yochol yishal adam malamalal malamata malafli malachor. The mikseya shemayim vakseya shemayim. Mikseya shemayim vakseya shemayim. Atah shoal ve'ena atah shoal malamalal malamata malafli malachor. As breishis, they don't want you to ask too many questions. In other words, you're not supposed to darshan so much in Breishis, because you're going to start asking what was before, what was after. You can come to Chas V'Sholom Kfira like people today. They have all kinds of shitas of what was Maisa Breishis, what was before, all these things. So Davka Chazal wanted that we should go through it quickly. We should go through it quickly, so we shouldn't ask these questions of Malafnim, Malachor. So it's the one parsha that we have less time to be oimin on. Mm-hmm. And
it
could be also, but usually you're never going to get the full week when it comes to Breishis to be Mavre Sedra.
Never
the full week. So it could be, you see, there was a kapeid in Chazal not to darshan b'maisa Breishis, because you'll come to ask these questions, malafnim, malachor, and that could come to kfir, chas v'shalom. So b'meila, when it comes to Breishis, they cut off the zman that you can be ma'ayin in Parshas Breishis. Because you see, people are ma'ayin too much in Parshas Breishis, they come to kfir and they come to say things about the bria and this and
chas. This is going to be written in Imri Baruch eventually?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the. There's a different. Yeah. Yeah, kids are always asking questions. They're very inquisitive, so you don't stop.
Most they start with that comment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we begin, we want to welcome back Rabbi Hoffman, who wasn't here already for Shlema after the surgery. So we have a tremendous simcha that he's here after so many months and months of being, in need of refuah, and Baruch Hashem that he's here.
Oh, yeah.